Warren Jones at Quinnahawk's local Native Corporation, who's been helping with the process, says it's important for these items to be on display in the village so that people can understand where they come from and where they're going.
Everything we've learned has been passed on from our, like, our grandparents' parents. So to see the tools they used back then, and then we look at what we use, everything is just modernized.
Jones says it's easily seen that the people of Quinnahawk are basically using the same tools now as their ancestors 700 years ago. But even as the dig revealed hundreds of years of prehistory, it showed something else as well.
Archaeologists, scientists have been monitoring the site and measuring how much erosion we have.
And they confirm that the erosion has been eating up Quinnahawk. It has now been reduced to a small island with little usable land, and the prospect of costly relocation begins to loom. The artifacts are coming back to a village that might have to pull up its roots. Despite this, the artifacts make Warren Jones proud of his heritage, and he hopes that the same can be said for the younger members of the village.
I think it's time to get back into the old ways.
In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.